Good to be with you all along the News and Views Radio Network. Now, here's a quiz for you to start the day. Which one of you anywhere within my listening area has never had a region, you know, one part of where you live that hasn't had to use the word flood? I mean, I'm serious. You know, it's always been about how you manage and control water. We live in the Upper Plains. I mean, I've been to Williston. I've seen the infrastructure that they built to protect the community. I have seen what's happened in the northern end of this valley. I remember visiting with Harvey Tallickson for years about, you know, his fear of what could happen to Grafton when it comes to flooding. You know, my area down south, we're about to talk about the Bois des Sioux area before it ever becomes the Red River. But all in all, water is a major issue. And so, you know, I'm in a position right now today where we can talk about that. We can talk about infrastructure. We can talk with individuals that are leaders. And I've been saying this before we were joined by the statewide audience, that if you can take these individuals for granted, it's a good day. If you can drive by their projects and say, you know, what does that mean? You know, where is that at? There's a sign, but I don't get it. You know, it's a good day, and that's part of what we're going to get a chance to visit with about today. Brian Futter's going to join us in a bit. He's going to join us right now. The Red River Retention Authority Regional Flood Control is in his wheelhouse, and Linda Vavra is going to be with us, and she's here now. The Red River, well, she's the manager of the Bois des Sioux area with the watershed. She's the president there. So, Linda, good to have you back on News and Views.
Yes, good to be here.
All right, and I got to tell you, Brian, it's always good to see you, man.
Wow, thank you, Joel. You too.
Out
yes.
there knocking on doors, talking to farmers. I love that about, you know, what you're able to get done. Guys, we were talking about infrastructure a little bit here. We're talking about, you know, being taken for granted. Linda, you've been through, I mean, neither one of us I mean, we remember what years before were like. Is that a polite way of saying we're not young anymore?
Yeah, that's a nice
All right. But we've been through floods.
Yes, we have.
Okay. And when I say taken for granted, you know, describe to people what they don't know about infrastructure that's already been invested in.
Well, what they don't know probably is that where we live in flatland farm country, we absolutely have to have drainage, because drainage is a tool we use to manage water. I don't think everyone understands that. I think they feel that drainage adds more water to the system. Drainage is our way of managing it, because guess what? That water's going to come anyway. And I would much rather it stay in the river where it's supposed to than going across our farm fields and taking all the debris it can carry with it and dumping it back into our rivers. So it's important that we keep the water where it's meant to be, in the streams and the lakes and the rivers. Because that's how we keep it clean.
How about working together? Are we better at that now than what we were before?
Well, you know, I find it amazing, because I think the people in the Red River Valley have been working together for a long, long time. When I moved to Minnesota 50-some years ago, hate to admit, I met a lady, and there was no school in the Herman School where my children went. They said they were going to go throw sandbags up in Wahpeton Breckenridge, and they wanted all the young fathers and the high school boys to be there, and they wanted the mothers to pack lunches. So my husband couldn't go. He had hurt his back in our move to Minnesota, and my son was a kindergartner. So I packed my four lunches, and I went into school. And as I'm standing in line, and there was a line of probably 6-7 mothers standing there with four lunch bags, two in each hand, waiting to put them in the coolers. And I was shocked. I had never seen that before. And I asked him, I said, my Lord, what a wonderful idea. I've never seen this. Whoever thought of this? And the older lady in front of me turned around, and I still see those lunch bags in her hands, and she put her hands on her hips, and the lunch bags kind of jiggled a little as she talked. And she said, well, honey, we've been doing this for over 100 years in the Red River Valley, so you better get used to it. And, you know, it took me by surprise, because where I had come from down by Sioux City, Iowa, I hadn't seen that done before.
Yeah.
And so I knew I had moved into a very amazing community where people pitch together and work together. And as time has moved on, and my years in the valley here have increased, I've also been involved. I also find that we get things done here in the valley because we're not afraid to work together. We've been pulling together a long time here, and I like to be a part of that. And I love this valley. And I want my kids to be proud of it.
Well, Linda, to say that you've been part of it is a gross understatement. Okay. You've been a leader in water for a long time. You really have. Brian, good to have you back on News and Views. How you been, man?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
You get a chance to probably knock on people's doors and visit with guys the most out there. What do you hear?
Well, you know, it's interesting what you hear, you know, especially right now. The threat for flooding is not something that's prevalent right now, and we don't expect any, you know, knock on wood, we don't expect to see any flooding this year. And so people kind of sit back and breathe a little bit, and that's all right. That's good. I'm glad that we're able to do that. I'd hate to be in flood fight mode every spring,
sure,
all the time. But, you know, people are saying, you know, we're doing good work. We do hear some of the same grumblings as Linda mentioned. Well, what about all this drainage? How is this contributing to our flooding problems that we're dealing with? Well, again, as Linda said, you know, managing drainage is part of managing that flood effort too. And so just timing of that is one of the things that we look at. You know, how can we keep the water from entering and lowering our overall peaks during those potential flood areas periods, and making sure that we don't compound things downstream. And that's the crazy thing with the Red River Valley of the North that we've got here, is that river flows north, so we're going from thawing conditions to freezing conditions and trying to get water to flow over that. And so timing of that flood release of those waters, that's vitally important, and drainage does play a vital role in that.
Well, if you look at some of what you're talking about, and I probably should have started this way, Brian, tell people what the retention authority is. Tell people what your role in all this is.
The Red River Retention Authority is a group that was made up as a joint powers agreement between the Minnesota Red River Water Management Board and a North Dakota Joint Water Resource District. So I kind of work as a liaison between the two organizations to help kind of focus the fundings, prioritize projects in the valley, whereas with Linda's group, with the Red Board, they manage mostly the watershed districts on the Minnesota side of the Red. The Joint Board in North Dakota manages the water resource districts in the North Dakota side, and so I kind of play as a component in between them two to help prioritize
projects. So they're talking to each other.
Yeah, make sure that we're talking to each other and that we have a unified voice.
Yeah, so Linda, we talked about, you know, your time in working in some of these areas of leadership. What's the biggest misnomer that people have that they really don't get? That right now you got a lot of guys in pickups listening to you that you'd like to make sure they understand about these projects.
I think what I would like people to really understand is the watershed is made up of local people. They are your friends and your neighbors, and they're there to help you and work for you. So if you have a project and you need help with it, or if you need a permitting and you're having trouble, go to your watershed. Let those people sit down with you and help you find a way to get it done. I think the biggest thing is to understand that we all need to work together to get things done here in the valley. We can't drop our guard on that. Someday, you know, when I stop to think back, that this is we have the richest soil in the world right here in the Red River Valley. Only one other place has it. It's the Nile River Valley. But as you notice, they're getting drier and drier in the Nile River Valley, and we don't want that to happen here. So we have to find a way that we can also hold this water on the ground so we have it for those days when things get dry. And we have to realize that we all have to work together. We need to sit down at the table. And watersheds is one of the best ways of doing that, because it's neighbor helping neighbor. And we can really help each other and move forward. And you're not just one watershed. The whole Red River Valley is a watershed.
Sure.
And we all pull together.
And I don't think people realize how wide it is.
No, and they don't understand that when a flood hits in the Red River Valley, it doesn't just follow the riverbed. That flood takes off cross country, and it sometimes is 10, 15 miles wide.
I drove through Castleton to get to my sister's house in you know, 97, 98 time when that big flood hit, 97. Drove through Castleton to get her kids. I mean, think about that. That's how wide the water was. Yeah. You know, Castleton, 20-some miles west of Fargo, yeah, just to be able to get up to Grand Forks. Yeah. I mean, that was just amazing to me. So stick around, you two. I'm not going to let you go. You got to hang in there. Welcome back to the News and Views Radio Network. Brian Fetter is with us, as is Linda Vavra. We're talking about water. We're talking about infrastructure. We're talking about what it takes to bring people together to make sure projects get done. Projects that I've been pounding on this theme today because we don't have a lot of snow out there right now that you take for granted in a year like this. But, you know, Brian, I mentioned this before the break. What were we thinking about in March of last year?
Where are we going to pile this stuff?
Yeah. Yep. What are we going to do when it all melts?
And we had the potential for seeing probably a flood of record last year about this time. You know, Linda mentioned that earlier that you know they were sandbagging down in Dumont. You know, this fairly close to this time last year, and there was a lot of areas up and down the valley that were experiencing high water levels, and it could have been 100 times worse. You know, a 2-inch rain at just the right time can make a world of difference.
Right.
And you know, we were on the edge of not being in such a good spot, so I'm glad we're at where we're at today. But then Linda had also brought up, you know, but we're on the verge of being dry. So what do we do now? And part of the watershed mission that we have is not only making sure that we get rid of the excess water, but that we also consider what are we going to do when that water level is diminished, and how do we keep that going for us?
Well, and Linda, you were talking about sandbagging. That wasn't your first experience with that. You know, I look at this. And let's just use Fargo as an example, the Fargo-Moorhead area, West Fargo, which is really one big community, you know. So you add Horace, add Dilworth, you know, add Harwood into all of that. But, you know, I drive from the south over what is going to be one of the biggest water control projects in terms of drainage in North Dakota. It's going to be the biggest one in my lifetime that we ever see. You know, it's the diversion. And you see that huge piece of infrastructure. And what it's going to do, it isn't hard to see, but yet I live on the south side of it where the people down there didn't like it. Mm-hmm. And let's just be honest about that. You know, lawsuits were formed, everything else. So it can be so volatile is the reason I'm raising this. I mean, and then you add the fact that Garrison right now is bringing a pipeline to the Red River Valley because they know what it's like in the 30s to be able to walk across the Red River.
Right.
In other words, it plays right into what you're saying, Linda.
Well, it exactly. You know, I think sometimes because we have excess water, we take it for granted. But the day could well come where we don't have that water. And we need to plan for those days. We need to, I highly encourage, drainage is important. We have to drain. But we can put tile shutoffs in. We can shut down our tile pumps. We can use that. We use culvert sizing in the Bois de Sioux watershed because we manage our water by using our roads as dams.
Yep.
And so all of those little things help us. But we have to keep thinking that it's wonderful to be a farmer. But farmers spend a lot of time praying. They're either praying for rain or they're praying for it not to rain, or they're praying for sunshine. And, you know, the thing is that we can't control any of it. Mother Nature does it. But we can do things that can help us. And so we need to keep that in mind. And so as you're doing your projects and you're putting those tile systems in, think about putting a shutoff on it so you can hold what little water you have so that it's there to help raise your crop instead of just sending it lickety-split to the ocean.
See, and I think there's a lot of farmers that are very easy to work with when managing that.
Absolutely.
And I actually think that the field tiling that has been going on can be a major help when it comes to flood prevention.
Absolutely, because it helps us to store the water under the ground. Mm-hmm. It's a marvelous
tool. And it also gives the water a place to go
underground
versus it's already so saturated it can't move. You can't
absolutely
hold it.
We have a place for that water to go so it doesn't start running off instantly.
Yeah.
And so it's very, very important. It's amazing because I've been in the farm community for a long, long time, all my life pretty much. And I've never seen a farmer walk away if he knew that it was something that was going to help him and if he could afford to do it.
Yeah. Well, you just got done saying, you know, three different times they taxed themselves to get this work done and fixed. So
absolutely.
You guys, I could talk to you all day about this. But thanks for coming on. Yeah. Appreciate it.